The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Gar Fouts, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley.
Orchestra. A piano, a stool, and a guy sitting at it.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's brilliant young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, Truman. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Truman, did you hear about the Halloween party I threw for the sponsor last night?
Yes, I did, Red, but you know Halloween isn't until next Saturday. How come you had the party last night?
Well, I was afraid the girl I managed to get for the sponsor wouldn't last till next Saturday.
Old, huh?
Old? Say, you remember those, you've heard about those big dinosaurs that appeared on the Earth about 8,000 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, that was the first thing she ever saw that scared her. You know, me in it.
Yeah,
he wanted to meet some movie stars, so I called up some glamour girls I know.
What happened?
She refused.
Well, Red, I understand Hopalong Cassidy was out there.
Yeah, he's a hard man to talk to, that Hopalong.
Why?
All night long, he tried to out-hop the Welsh rabbit.
I was all hopped up once.
Now, if we were smart, we'd finish the program right there. You were, Gar?
Yeah, somebody told me I looked like a Ford, and I believed them. Say, Red, was that Edward Arnold I saw at your party last night?
Yeah, he came in arm in arm.
Arm in arm with who?
Listen, with Edward Arnold, you don't need anybody else.
Red, who'd the sponsor like best, Hedy Lamarr?
No, some girl named Allison McGillicuddy.
Allison McGillicuddy, you never heard of her.
Well, neither did I, but she's a chain smoker. He didn't ply her with wine. They just sat there smoking and looking through the Raleigh Premium book. He said one thing, though, that made good sense.
What was that, Red?
He said that the boys in the service at Christmas time will probably be in spots where they can't buy Christmas presents for their buddies. So he's going to send his boy an extra carton of Raleigh so that regardless to wherever his boy is, you'll be able to join in with a Christmas spirit.
Oh, gee, Red, I never thought of that before.
Say, by the way, Brad, do you think the listeners would think I was trying to tell them what to do if I suggested they put in an extra present, whether it's gloves or Raleigh's?
Oh, no, Red. I think they might do it anyway.
Yeah, I think they will, too.
Hello, Red.
Hiya, Harry. Say, did you like my party the other night?
Oh, yes. Everybody was talking movies. Did you see this picture? Did you see that picture?
Yeah, I finally asked them if they'd seen my picture.
What happened?
Darndest lull you ever heard.
I want to know is, who spiked the punch?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you put in it?
Spikes.
Well, you certainly must put on good parties, Red.
Yeah, I'm known as the Basil Rathbone of Manhattan Beach.
Tell me, what else does the sponsor do?
Well, you see, most of my furniture I got with Raleigh Premiums, coupons. And every time anybody would lean on something, he'd rush over and say, careful, 200 coupons for that, you know. I think I hurt his feelings, though. He said, let's do something exciting.
What'd you say?
I said, okay, let's go behind the barn and smoke corn silks.
Oh, fine. That's a fine thing to say to a man who makes Raleigh cigarettes.
Yeah, I realized that as soon as I opened my mouth.
You did?
Yeah, he washed it out with a Chesterfield.
Who else was there, Red?
Well, Rita Hayworth. Look at him sweating there, will you? You see, that's not in here. Who else was there?
Yeah.
Well, Rita Hayworth, she was there alone, and I was all alone, so I went over and said hello.
What happened?
I was still alone. Say, did you notice the girl with the backless evening gown? She had two moles showing.
Really?
Yeah.
Two moles?
Yeah, and during the conga dance, they couldn't stand it, so they dug in.
I had an itch once.
You did, Gar? How'd you get rid of it?
I took them off and put my shorts back on.
You know, I noticed somebody was wearing a terrific perfume.
Oh, yeah, that was an extra girl from Republic.
Say, what was it? Chanel number 5?
No, Lucky Tiger number 7.
I used to smell once.
Never mind that, Gar. Say, but tell me, how did you enjoy the Halloween party? Did you all those lanterns and stuff, do you like that?
Lanterns?
Yeah.
Sad, Red.
Yeah.
Reminded me of my girl.
Did?
She had lantern jaw once.
She did?
Yes, and after I left her, she used to keep her face burning in the window.
Say, did you see Virginia? You ain't got a chance getting out of the Navy yet, have you? Say, did you see Virginia O'Brien, the deadpan singer there? Boy, what long fingernails she's got.
Really has, huh, Red?
Sure, I shook hands with her and she was still outside parking the car.
Well, sir, I'm glad the sponsor had such a good time.
Yeah, he did, though. Every time he saw a movie star, his eyes would pop out of his head. Then Lana Turner walked in.
What happened?
My eyes popped out.
Well, it was a nice party, Red, except yeah. I didn't like the girl you brought.
Why not?
Well, she had a receding chin.
So what? Her chin didn't recede so much, did it?
Well, I don't know. When she had to put lipstick on, she had to do it from the back.
Well, I suppose she wasn't any too good looking, but boy, what a figure. On the end, Slim Somerville. In the middle, Edward Arnold.
Well, Red, I certainly enjoyed your party.
Yeah.
And the favors you gave the girls were wonderful.
Oh, did you really like them,
oh,
Harriet?
Oh, I really did. Who else would have thought of giving liquid garters for holding up liquid stockings?
Tell me, Red, did the sponsor pay all the bills?
Yes, he did. Boy, he really splurged. He even sent out for some rare old wine.
Some rare old wine?
Sure. Have you ever heard of Napoleon brandy?
Sure.
Yeah, well, the stuff we were drinking was Father Brown's tonic.
Brand new.
I hear you were in the hospital.
Oh, you heard that joke too, huh? Yeah, I went there for a checkup.
Oh, a checkup, huh?
Yeah. You know, it didn't do much good, though. That cute little switchboard operator is still in love with the intern. You know, it's really a marvelous hospital. It's really a marvelous hospital, though. They've got a great thing down there for keeping sick men happy.
What do they call it?
A nurse. But I sure had fun down there, Truman.
You had fun at the hospital?
Sure. You see a lot of funny things down there. For instance, in one ward I visit, there was a little meek fella. He was pretty sick, and he had his wife with him. Oh, my head. My head's killing me. My head hurts.
I thought it was your stomach. Where'd you get a pain in the head?
I don't know. When did I meet you, dear?
Now, you listen to me. I told all my friends at the club it's your stomach. And if you cross me up and say it's your head, I'm going home to Mother.
Oh, my poor head, my poor head.
Listen to me, you worm. It's your stomach that hurts.
No, it's my head.
It's your stomach.
It's my head. Oh, it's my stomach.
Well, make up your mind.
I will if you'll take your foot off of it.
There you go. Always thinking of yourself. Here, put this pillow under your head.
But, Angel, I don't want a pillow under my head.
But I do. Here, lift it up.
Okay.
And let it down gently.
Oh, my head. My head.
Go get up, you bum. You're on my hand.
Yeah.
Now, remember, I told all my friends at the club that it was your stomach. And if you cross me up, you won't have any head left or stomach either.
Angel, could I have some orange juice? I'll ring for the nurse.
Orange juice? Yeah. I should say not. What became of that big basket of fruit I sent you?
Well, if you'll take that mushroom out of your mouth, I'll tell you. Say, did you notify the boss I wouldn't be to work today?
Yes, and he said it'd be all right.
Gosh, I hope he didn't put somebody else on my tub.
I told him you'd be there as usual tomorrow.
But if they operate on me, I won't be able to go.
Oh, bosh. My first husband was operated on, and he went to work that night.
Oh, well, a gorilla.
What did you say?
I take it back. He was only a chimpanzee, wasn't he?
Well. Good morning. And how's my little patient today?
Well, Doc, it's my head.
It's your stomach, dear. Remember? Your stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so it's his stomach, huh?
Yeah.
And just where does your stomach bother you?
Right between my ears.
Between your ears?
Yeah.
And what are your ears doing down by your stomach?
Well, it's handy. If I don't want to hear my wife, I just tighten my belt.
Let me see. Now, let's see your tongue.
Yeah.
Further. Further.
Good night. It's turned plaid.
That's my socks coming through now.
All right. Put your tongue back.
I can't. It's stuck.
Here. I'll give the end a jerk. Oh, there it goes. Oh.
My, isn't it a sunny day out? Say, Doc, do you think you'll have to operate?
What anesthetic do you use, Doctor? Ether?
No, dear. They don't use ether anymore. The interns... The intern just leans over you and whispers in your ear, this year's income tax.
Well, we've checked the x-rays and we found out that it's your shoulder that's causing the trouble.
Look, you weasel, you operate on his stomach.
But, Angel, it's silly to operate on something that don't hurt.
Well, how can I face my friends? I stay home all day bending over a hot magazine, and now you double-cross me. I work my fingers to the bone, and what do I get? Oh, when I think of all those men who wanted to marry me at one time.
Yeah, too bad they all went back to Mars with Orson Welles, ain't it?
Malcolm, tell me the truth. If you had to do it all over again, would you marry me?
Ain't I sick enough without answering that?
Now, look, you quack doctor. You operate on his stomach. I told the ladies at the club that was what was going to happen, and it's his stomach or nothing.
Okay, look, doctor, keep peace in the family. Operate on me nothing, will you?
Thank you, Malcolm. And I want you to know if anything happens to you, I'll kill myself.
You will?
Well, don't lie there smiling. Talk me out of it.
Very well, I'll operate on his stomach. Give him the gas slowly now.
You better give him some more. He isn't quite asleep.
He can't. You're only allowed 4 gallons, you know.
There, he's asleep. Now, this operation won't take long. Just a few quick cuts here. Now, I'll sew it up and... There it is, all done.
Look, he's coming too.
Oh, boy, I feel fine now. Is the operation over?
All over, see?
Oh, gee.
Well, what's the matter?
You tore my underwear. Out west in the good old days, doctors really had it tough with characters like Deadeye, the good old bad man around. So let's see what happened one day way back in the time.
Whoa! Doggone you horse, you fool me.
Why, Mr. Deadeye, I do believe you fell off your horse.
It ain't true. I always get off my horse that way, head first. Saves my rubber heels, you know.
Maybe so, but you's getting awful run down at the head. Oh, Mr. Deadeye, I believe you busted your arm, too.
I did not.
Oh, didn't you?
Nope.
Well, then teach me how to scratch my elbow with the hand from the same arm. Mr. Deadeye, you better go and have your arm set over at the doctor's.
No, I don't want to have my arm set anyplace. I want to keep it right here with me. Say, wonderful, with my right arm useless like this, would you mind putting a streak of molasses going from the right side to the left side?
What for?
Well, I want to deter the flies over to where I can smack them.
You'd better get to the doctor, Mr. Deadeye.
No, sir, my pappy never went to a doctor. He didn't even go to the time he got shot through the head and ankle with the same bullet.
Now, how could he get shot through the head and ankle with the same bullet?
He was biting his toenail at the time.
Well, your arm is pretty bad, so I'm going to take you to my doctor. Can you stand up?
It's my arm that's busted. What's that got to do if I can stand up or not?
Well, my doctor's a horse doctor, and you'll have to walk in on all fours.
Look, bub, I ain't no horse.
I know, that's all right. But just cover up your long ears and the doctor won't know the difference.
Look, how much does this doctor charge?
Oh, $2 for one arm and $3 for two arms.
Yeah? Give me the butt of your gun, will you? Boy, I know a bargain when I see one. Come on, let's go. I'll just tie my horse down here. Hold still, boy. Hold still! Hold still, will you? I'm gonna lie still then, will you? Come on, let's go over to the doctor's now. I got arms that dingle, dangle, dingle. Yeah. Here we are. Hope that doc's got a mighty pretty nurse in a white coat.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Man, when I was in the Central Avenue, lay you 2 to 5, you don't make it, hospital. You should have seen a pretty girl I had.
Yeah, what happened?
I said to her, want to play post office?
Yeah, what happened?
She shoved a letter down my throat and slammed my lip.
Say, did you have a good doctor?
Yes, sir. He performed an operation on me. I lost so much blood, I was pale.
What? You pale?
Yep. Why, I had to hang around my own house for 3 days before they recognized who it was.
Well, look, wonderful. If that doctor... Well, it can't all be good, can it? Look, wonderful. If that doc finds out I fell off my horse, I'll be laughed out of town.
Oh, well, just tell him you was waving at a flying fortress, and he lowered his landing gear too soon.
Okay, that might work. Come on. Nice, quiet doctor's office, ain't it?
Yeah, let's pull up a slab and sit down.
Hey, you ever been in this doctor's office before, wonderful?
Yeah, I broke my arm once.
You did?
Yeah, I was shaking hands with a midget.
Oh, you broke your arm shaking hands with a midget? That's silly.
No, it ain't. It happened over at Lockheed inside the wing of a P-38.
Hello, Deadeye.
Well, it's my old gal, Buckshot Annie. How come you the nurse here, huh?
Well, the old one was putting a cast on a horse's busted leg and accidentally got her own leg in with it.
Yeah? What happened?
Well, now, whether she wants to or not, she runs every week at the Hialeah racetrack.
Well, what do you know about being a nurse?
Nothing. But he don't know nothing about doctoring, so we come out even.
Yeah.
See, he gave me the snazzy uniform to wear.
Yeah, look, it's even got writing on it. Before you hawk, see Doc.
Well, he's also a pawnbroker on the side.
Yeah?
Mm. Ought to warn you, Deadeye. He's a little old-fashioned, too.
Old-fashioned? How?
He expects to get paid.
Oh, one of them dreamers, huh?
Say, while we's here, I think I better let the doc look at me, too. I think I broke my neck.
Wonderful. You broke your neck? How'd you do it?
Well, you see, I'm an airplane spotter near one of my folks' nudist colony.
Well, what happened?
Oh, I tried to look in all directions at once.
Shh. Here comes the doc now.
Well, well, and who have we here?
Who? Did I, doctor?
Howdy. What's your name? Shh. Glad to know you, Dr. Pepper. Say, doc, I think I broke my arm.
Is that so? Which one?
The one laying on the floor there.
I'll have to examine you slightly. Open your mouth.
Okay. Anybody got a new piece of bubble gum?
That's fine. Now take your shirt off.
Take my shirt off? Doggone, you know, I've had it on so long I plumb forgot how it comes off.
step up on the scale.
Okay. Mighty powerful man, ain't I? Look at that. 230 pounds.
Now take off your gun.
30 pounds.
Might be infection in that arm.
Oh, gee, now, Doc, I don't want to die.
Why not?
Just had my shoes half sold.
Deadeye, that arm of yours has to be pulled straight.
Yeah?
So I can set it.
All right.
I'm going to tie this rope to it with a 100-pound weight on the end and throw it out the window.
Okay.
Here it goes.
All right. Well, you can always call me Stubby.
Don't be silly, Deadeye. That wasn't your arm. The rope just broke.
Yeah.
Besides, Deadeye, you've insulted me. This would never have happened if you hadn't fell off your horse.
That's a lie. He pushed me. Partner, them's fighting words. I'm going to mow you down if you wasn't a friend of mine.
I ain't no friend of yours.
Don't tell me who my friends are.
Get out.
No, no, you don't. You sound like that doctor I knew down in Texas. Poisoned 3 people and got their money.
I was in Texas once.
You were?
Yeah, I was selling books down there.
That ain't in here. You were in Texas once, huh?
Yeah, and I got lots of money.
Yeah?
And I ain't particular about what I prescribe for my patients.
Uh-huh. Wonder if this could be the same guy.
You're darn tootin' I am. I came up here to get you because you're the only man who knows what happened.
Look out, Deadeye. He's got a gun.
Don't worry your pretty little head about me, gal. I'm behind wonderful.
You ain't anymore.
Now, look, we'll shoot this out like gentlemen, Doc. I'll count 3, and...
Oh, no. I hear you shoot when you say 2.
Oh, must be getting famous. You know, I won't this time, so start reaching.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. You know, sometimes I wonder why I even stopped to count at all.
All right. Then we have Clem, the fellow from the country.
Well, here I am. On my way to see the doctor. Boy, am I worried. If I thought calling Dr. Gillespie would help me and do any good, I'd go see the picture. I'm a little concerned over my eyes, too. Ever since I found out the lids are supposed to be on the outside. Boy, and is my temperature high. It's about 2 points under the price of eggs. Well, here's Daisy June's house. Oh, look, she's got her victory laundry on the line. 3 shorts and 1 long. Well, look who's singing from the second story clothesline. Daisy June's grandpa's hanging everybody's teeth. Hiya, Gramp. How's your rheumatism?
Oh, it's not so...
Ooh! Well, that's Gramp for you. Always open his mouth at the wrong time.
Hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy.
Well, what's the matter, Clem? You're much lighter green than usual.
No, I'm sick. Water. Water. Give me some water, will you?
Sure. Just a second.
Oh.
Here you are.
Oh. Thanks, guys. My hands were dirty. You know, I think I got too much iron in my blood, Daisy June.
What makes you think that?
Well, every time I sit down, listen.
Great balls of fire, rusty bones.
Yep.
Clem, why don't you sit all the way down?
I can't get it out a second.
Well, why don't you oil yourself?
Well, I tried to get oil last night.
Did you get well oiled?
No, the saloon I go to, they don't serve civilians after 10 o'clock.
Say, you want some cider? Made it myself.
No, that stuff you make, boy. 3 drinks of that cider and you'll rattle like a Jap warship.
She claimed you're in bad shape.
And I don't...
Here, take this pill.
What kind of pill's that?
I don't know, but we give it to the horse when she feels bad.
Okay, I'll take the whole box. Here it goes.
Here's a chaser for you.
Well, what do you know? A cast-iron stomach.
Now, that wasn't so bad, was it, Cam? Well, was it?
Well, don't stand there talking. Get busy and hitch me up.
Oh, Clem, you're a moron.
Yeah, but I'm homogenite.
Come on now, let's go to the doctor's office.
Okay, I'll start walking. Boy, it's a good thing I ain't a jitterbug, boy. Wake up the whole country, wouldn't it?
Gee, Clem, you do have a lot of iron in your blood.
Yes, I do. I went down to the blood bank the other day, and they had to take it away from me with a welding torch. You know, I'm the only guy in the world that can make spitballs with shrapnel in them.
You mean it, Clem? You really got iron in your blood?
I even got wire-haired legs.
Gosh, Clem, does this blood condition run in your family?
No, it just clinks. You know, I never washed a dish in my life, and look what happens when I clap my hands together. See, dishpan ham.
Clem, you better go see a doctor.
Yes, I should, huh? What for? I know all about doctoring myself. You know, a friend of mine once had a broken leg, and I set it perfect.
Oh, he must have been very grateful, Clem.
He sure was. As soon as his legs start knitting, he sent me sweater after sweater. Not only that, I used to be a witch doctor.
A witch doctor?
Yeah.
How come you give it up?
There weren't enough sick witches. You got to be kind of careful how you handle that.
Well, I hope you ain't real sick, Clem.
Oh, I hope so, too. But last night, I kept breaking out into cold sweats all night long.
What happened?
I woke up this morning, I was clean. And so was my 122 little brothers.
Well, here we
are
at last.
We all sleep together in the same room.
Here we are at the doctor's, Clem.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll have to go in, don't we? You go in first, Daisy June. I'm scared.
Oh, Clem, are you going to just lie there like a big sissy?
That I am.
And you want me to marry you? Well, I wouldn't marry a man who's afraid to go into a doctor's office.
You wouldn't?
No.
Well, I'll come down and see you at the old maid's home every Sunday.
Well, all the same, Clem, I think you ought to see the doctor. Now, come on in.
I don't know. I don't trust them doctors. My mother had to go to the hospital once.
What happened?
Well, here I am.
You just open up the door and walk in.
Okay, I'll open the door. I changed my mind.
Clem, if you love me, you'll do it.
Okay, I'll go in. My heart ain't in it, though. Maybe I'll come back Friday,
Now, come on in and sit down. The doctors are working on a case.
I like to work on that case myself.
Well, two this time, I see. Yeah, let me look at you. Good heavens, an emergency case. Anyone killed in the accident?
There wasn't any accident.
There wasn't?
No. My face has always looked like a flying tiger.
Doctor, there seems to be something wrong with Clem here.
Yeah, I looked in the mirror this morning and I was upside down.
No.
Yeah.
Upside down.
Yeah, I was scared, but until I remembered to turn the mirror around the other way.
Well, here, let me test
you. You have to be nuts to enjoy that joke.
Clem, let me test your reflexes.
Test your reflexes.
Yes, I'll just tap you with this hammer.
I listen to the radio a lot, you know.
Now to have a look down your throat. Open wide, please.
What is it, Doc?
very, very interesting.
Hmm? Would you like to take a look, too, Daisy June?
Well, I don't mind if I do.
Hey, could I take a look, too?
Oh, sure, sure. Come on, see the mirror? Boy, what a throat.
Well, what do you know? Looks just like a bowling alley with one pin still standing.
One other thing, Clem. Your tongue has a coat on it.
My tongue's got a coat?
Yes.
Well, button it up. I'll feel a draft.
Now I think I'll count your pulse.
I already did. One on each wrist. Hey, Doc, can I put my clothes back on now?
But, Clem, you haven't had your clothes off.
Well, I wondered why my skin looked so threadbare.
Clem, I want you to exercise a little for me. Stand up.
Okay.
Sit down.
Sure.
Stand up.
Yeah.
Sit down. Stand up.
Hey,
sit
wait
down.
A minute. Wait a minute. These pants ain't none too strong, you know.
Stand up. Sit down. Stand up.
Well, Clem, you heard him. Stand up. Clem, why don't you stand up?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Say, what's the matter with him, Doctor?
I really don't know.
But let's take his temperature anyway. Here, put this thermometer in your mouth.
Okay. The whole thing?
The whole thing.
Boy, oh boy.
There it goes. 90, 100, 110, 120.
And the gentleman wins a Cupid doll. Hey, Doc, wouldn't it be easy to take my temperature if you took the thermometer off the board?
Pete, that ain't in here, Pete.
Did the clock strike?
Yeah, the clock.
I did. Oh, pardon me. I've got to go now.
Oh, ring the bell, will you? The clock. There it is.
You'll excuse me. I've got to go now.
What? In the middle of my examination?
Sure. For a measly $2, I should miss Red Rider. Goodbye.
Hey, you know, Daisy June, I don't trust that quack.
Well, he's a little eccentric. But why don't you take this medicine he give you anyway?
Not me. Come on outside. We'll try it on the pig first, huh? Here, piggy, 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 piggy. Here, pig, now just swallow this and we'll see what happens. See what I tell you, pork chops.
Did you hear about the drunk that walked into a wake? This drunk walks into a wake, see? And everybody's sitting around, and this drunk comes in, and he walks over to the piano. He knelt down, and he blessed himself, and he looked at him, and he says, I don't know who you are, brother, but you certainly got beautiful teeth. That was Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra playing Rochote. Then we have a lady and her little boy. Junior's getting so mean she can't handle him, so she's going to take him to a child psychiatrist. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid.
Now, Junior, stay out of the painter's way.
I ain't doing nothing. I just sitting here waiting for him to get up on his ladder.
And then what?
I ain't saying, but he better have his landing gear down.
Now, Junior, I want you to stay out of his way.
I ain't doing nothing to help me. I just going to be a good boy. Hey, Painter, is you up there okay?
Yes, yes, I'm all the way up.
Good, down you come.
What happened? Well, I thought the painter was up on the ladder.
I guess he didn't pay his union dues.
Pardon me, lady, but what color do you want the living room painted?
Well, why don't you finish it off and wait? I got it half done already.
Oh,
Junior, you didn't.
Yes, I did. If you don't believe me, look. Just like a gas station.
Oh, Junior, you get into the other room.
Aren't you going to smack me?
No, what's the use?
That's what I say. Of course, it will make you feel better. You can go ahead and beat me brains out if you want to. Knock me head off. I don't care.
Junior, are you in that candy dish again?
I cannot tell a lie with a mouthful. Yeah.
Didn't I tell you about becoming flabby from too many sweets?
Yeah.
Didn't I warn you about that and point out what would happen?
Yeah. And then you took the spot you pointed out and beat it with a hairbrush. I go in the other room. I don't. Well, here I am, all alone. All by me widow self, early this week, too. Oh, it must be me day to paint. Every room got a paint bucket and a brush. Well, now, let me see. Oh, there's Gramps' picture. Little old-fashioned, too. Little old-fashioned. I think I'll pep it up. I'll just climb up on the mantelpiece and slop here, slop there. He slop over there, slop. Everywhere, slop everywhere, slop, slop. Old McDonald had a
Junior, what are you doing?
What'd you do, blow your hand off, Mom?
What are you doing?
I'm fixing Grandpa's picture.
Fixing it?
Yeah.
Well, Grandpa hasn't got eyes in the back of his head.
He's got eyes there. Look at him. Just put them there myself. I guess he must have, because he's catching me so often.
Oh, dear, and what happened to the horse that was in the picture?
Ah, I got rid of that. He's riding a Douglas bomber now.
Junior, give me that paintbrush.
Okay,
give
here.
It to me.
Catch it.
Don't throw it!
Oh, sorry, Mom. Hit you right in the mush, didn't I?
Why do you do such silly things?
Would have been black paint, you could have said mammy.
Did you hear me? I said, why do you do such silly things?
I don't know. Maybe it's because me right hand lets me left hand know what it's doing. All me widow body is buddied, you know.
Well, I'm going to find out what's the matter with you.
Yeah.
I'm taking you to Dr. Roy Del Ruth, the famous child psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist? What's that?
Well, that's a doctor who looks in your mind and sees what's going on.
Hey, can I see too?
No, Junior. You're too young to see what's going on in your mind. He improves your mind.
Boy, he's going to have slim pickings with me, won't he, Mom? Hey, I ain't going to the hospital. Call the ambulance. Get one with a whistle.
Oh. A psychiatrist doesn't have an ambulance.
Well, I ain't going to ride on a scooter.
Okay, come on.
Okay. We head off to the doctor. He's going to look at me gizzard. We going to...
Now, Junior, don't run. You might fall and hit your head on the sidewalk, and then the city will sue us. Oh, my. Look at the traffic. You'd never know there was a shortage of gas and rubber.
No. I will blow me little police whistle and stop the traffic so we can cross the street. Look at that Chevrolet snuggle up to that Buick.
Oh, now you're going to get it.
Oh, my vaccination, my vaccination.
Stop yelling. You've never even been vaccinated.
Oh, my vaccination. Oh, me widow hands. Don't tell me I never had a haircut.
Well, here we are at the doctor's office. Now come inside and don't slam the door.
Okay, I will close it very carefully. Yeah.
Why, Junior, that's wonderful. Yeah. I can hardly believe it.
Neither can I. I'm going back and slam it. There, now I feel better. Hey, look at all the magazines. Ooh, look, an Esquire.
Oh, Junior, put that down. Put that down. You know you can't read.
Who cares? Esquire. Oh, Mommy, look in the chair over there. There's a man with a hatchet sticking out of top of his head.
Oh, yes. He probably wants to see the doctor about something.
Well, I don't know why you brung me here today, Mom. Night egg, wasn't it, Mom? I don't know why you brung me. I've been awful good today.
Good?
Yeah.
Why, you upset all the breakfast dishes, you spilled paint on all the rugs, you bit the milkman, and you threw a flower pot on a salesman's head.
I know I've been kind of busy. I know that.
Oh, good afternoon, madam. Good afternoon. My, what a nice little boy.
Oh, doctor, I wish you'd help me with Junior. I can't do a thing with him.
Well, what seems to be the trouble?
Hydrophobia.
Hydrophobia?
Yeah, a good dash of it, of course. Not much.
The little feller's spoofing, of course, isn't he?
Yeah.
Ouch, my leg. He bit my leg.
That'll teach you to pet strange children.
Cute little fellow, isn't he?
Yeah, cute little fellow, ain't I? Hey, come on, examine me and get it over with. I got a lot of stuff to break.
I wish you could tell me. I wish you could tell me what is wrong with Junior. I simply can't do a thing with him.
You know why she can't do a thing with me?
No.
She watches me too much. That's why. Hey, come on, Doc. Examine me and get it over with. Get it over with.
Look, Junior, in my work, I don't examine little boys. I just talk to them man to man.
You want to talk man to man?
Yes.
Okay. Got any good phone numbers? that's no fun. Come on, examine me. Examine me or I will go home.
Very well. I'm going to humor you now. Yeah. All right, stick out your tongue, Junior.
Why, I ain't mad at you. Yet.
Junior, stick out your tongue.
Why, it's cozy where it is. Okay, how will you have it, Doc? With or without sound?
Well, you're perfectly healthy, Junior. Now, okay. Let me ask you some questions.
Okay.
Now, Junior, if I had a gold watch and you had a gold watch, and I took your gold watch away, what would I have?
A bloody nose.
Junior.
But I would kick you right in the face with me widow foot.
Junior, I know you're only spoofing me, but let me ask you, do you ever have any funny dreams?
Yeah, last night I dreamed that Superman and Flash Gordon had a fight. Yeah. And Flash Gordon hit Superman, and Superman put on his cape, and he butted around his head a couple of times, and they fought, and they fought, and they fought. They almost killed each other.
Well, who won?
Nobody. Little Orphan Annie made him stop.
She did, huh?
Yeah, she smacked him with Little Abner.
What other dreams have you had lately?
Well, the other night I dreamed I was growing up, married, and had a little boy just like me.
Then what happened?
I woke up screaming.
Junior, tell me something about your life.
Well, first I was born. I guess you were too, weren't you?
Some doubt.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that, too. Well, I look up, and I see two men holding me pop up. See? And he's handing out Wally cigarettes right and left. He couldn't afford cigars, you know. We poor. We don't have much. Then the next thing I knew, somebody picked me up and put a three-cornered zoot suit on me.
How about your hero, Junior, the man you want most to be like?
That's easy. Popeye.
Ah, Popeye eats spinach. Do you eat your spinach?
I wouldn't touch the stuff with a 10-foot pole.
I can't understand him. We've always had a perfectly normal home life.
Yeah. That was, B.J.
B.J.?
Yeah, before Junior.
Look, madam, I'll try a little test on him to see which coin he'll take. Now, Junior, I have here in my hand a nickel and a dime.
Yeah.
Which one do you want?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Which one would you like?
Let's see.
You see, if he's normal, he'll take the nickel because it's bigger.
I tell you what, mister, I'll match you for it. 30 cents or nothing.
I think we should test his willpower. Junior,
yes?
You step out into the other room for just a moment, will you please?
Okay, I'll do that for you. Gee, look at all these glass cases out here. Boy, I'd give me left arm for a rock right now. Maybe I could push it over against the radiator.
Junior, did you break something?
Meow, meow.
Oh, that darn cat follows us everywhere we go.
It always worked, it always worked.
Tell me, what's wrong with him?
Not a thing is wrong with him. When he starts to do something, don't yell at him. Just pretend you don't care, and when he sees that you don't, he'll stop.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Why, nothing, Junior.
Now, you tell me what's going on in here, or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody you was kicked out of the wax because you're so wacky.
Come over here, Junior. Here are some matches, a slingshot, a rock, a hammer, and a bucket of tar.
I believe I've died and gone to heaven. Boy, what a picnic that you're going to be.
Now, Junior, I want you to take them, all of them, and do whatever you want with them.
You feel all right, mister?
I'm going to lie down here and pretend that I'm asleep.
Yes.
All right? Go ahead, Junior.
Okay. You mean it's all right?
Perfectly all right.
Oh, I get it. Trying to spoil me fun, huh?
No, no, go ahead, do something. Hit me with that nice big rock you have there.
No, I think of something else. I think of something else.
Go ahead, throw that tar over me.
No, no.
All right then, Junior, if you don't want to, you don't have to.
Boy, what a boring day this has turned out to be.
You see, I proved my point. Just don't yell at him, and everything will be all right.
Now's me chance.
My window! Oh, great Scott, my priceless antique lamp.
Oh, boy, I ain't hot now, boy.
Junior! Junior, stop it!
There it is. There's another window you won't have to watch, mister. Boy, where's that slingshot now?
Give me that. Give me that. Don't point it at me.
A bulldog. Now I'll set fire to the joint. Where's the match?
Junior!
Oh, hot dog, boy. I ain't really jiving today. Boy, I will make another bulldog.
If you do, you get a whipping.
Yeah, I'm going to get it anyhow. So I do it.
Junior. Junior, speak to me. Are you hurt?
I hope so. I mean, put him on the couch.
Oh, he's out cold. Or maybe he's just playing possum.
No, he's out. No child could act like that.
They don't know me very well, they boys.